welcome to a brand new episode of Be There with Belson. This week we're running late but sounding great. Gavin has been very busy all week on his outdoor activities trip with the lads. He's done it all, started fires with Les Dennis, kayaked with Russ Abbott, and even though he's not a big fan of heights, Gavin plucked up the courage to abseil with Tony Blackburn. It would have been the best week of his life. Unfortunately, the mood was soured a little when Shane Ritchie drunkenly stumbled into Gavin's tent, insisted he shared a sleeping bag with him, and unfortunately soiled himself during the night. Gavin was too polite to wake Ritchie up, though, and come the morning, when Ritchie blamed Gavin, he accepted full responsibility to save embarrassment. But he's here now, clean and fresh, and raring to welcome you back.
Welcome back, everyone. As always, an absolute pleasure to have you with us. We are late, but we are here. We may be late, but...
Sounding great.
Yes, we always get something out. I've just looked at my arm, and this is very much an audio podcast, fucking dickhead. Anyway, audio medium. And I've noticed that where the strap has been pressing on me, I've got a number 10 on my wrist.
Right. I don't know where that's come from. Could be from the devil's number, number 10? Downing Street.
Well, maybe I'm going in.
Weirdly, as you're trying to read out introduction, it is quite distracting when the man opposite you is constantly looking at his wrist. Just so you know, for future reference.
You tell me not to look at you.
Yeah, but not. I can see you doing something. You're like, what are you doing in your wrist? Remember, probably don't remember this at school when Mark Crofts bought a chain from a friend for like a fiver.
Did it go green?
I don't know what it did, but I just remember he was almost holding it aloft. You know, when he's pretending to look at it, but just holding it really high so everyone in the class could see it. He thought it was extra cool.
Nice that you said his full name.
Mark Croft now performs in pubs around the area, you know, if you ever want to
find out.
Yeah, he plays, gets the old guitar out. Used to play a lot of hockey.
Obvious connection.
Good with his hands. Hockey balls and guitars. What more does a lady want?
Dan, how are you?
A big penis.
That's
unrelated to how I am or who I am as a person. My penis size does not... What's the word? Define me. Yeah. Well, it does define me if I wear very tight pants. It's a small outline of my penis.
All right.
Jesus
anyway.
Christ, how are you? No, I'm not asking Jesus. If he's listening, get in touch. He's always listening. That's what's great about
him. Never gets in touch, though.
Never gets in touch, but he gets so many thanks at award shows.
He gets a lot of thanks. Where are our thanks?
Firstly, thank you.
Have we done anything to be thanked for?
Thank you, Jesus, firstly. Secondly, thanks, Gavin, for...
Looking at your wrist?
Looking at number 10 on your wrist. Still baffled by it.
Very confused.
Why is it a number 10?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know why it's there.
Okay, it's the sign of the beast.
Back to the original question. How are you?
I'm very well. Mouth is a bit dry. Just had a sip of water. Fixed it. I'm a living life now, in the moment. You ask me how I am, I'm immediately thinking, how am I and what can I address? Overall, I'm a 7 out of 10.
There you go. That's more what we were after.
And you?
I'm not bad. I'm a little bit tired.
A little bit rock and roll.
If you like. What have you been up to this week? This extended week?
Mainly spending time with you, it seems like.
We've spent way too much
time. We must have a divorce.
I mean, we spent, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday together?
Happy days. What day is it today? Oh, fucking hell, confusing. Wednesday.
I know, we spent Wednesday together.
I didn't spend... We don't know. Anyway, days of the week doesn't matter.
There was a day when Monday maybe you worked. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
None of this matters. So,
would you like to say where we've been, what we've been doing?
Yeah, so we've had in a way a podcast heavy, non-podcasting week. We have met several other podcasters.
Characters you've probably heard us mention before.
The main reason was the lovely Wilsons and their family were from Super Familiar with the Wilsons were in London. So we made some time to catch up with Amanda again and meet Josh for the first time because he was finally allowed out of the country.
Joshua Wilson made it to London, his lifelong dream. And what a dream came true when he met us. And, been lovely. Lovely to see them. Yeah.
We've had a lot of fun. I'll be honest, I think we've drunk... Well, I feel like I've drunk more in the last 4 or 5 days than I have for quite a while.
Oh, God, yeah. That is why I think my mouth's extra dry.
It got a little excessive at times, didn't it?
Yeah.
We also met Mark and his lovely wife, Rachel. Mark is, of course, one half of 100 Things We Learned From Film. I'm going to give him a shout, despite the fact he still gets our podcast wrong.
Well, that's very good of you. I would not. You've met him before. I met him for the first time.
Yes, yes.
Lovely fellas. Fellas? That's really insulting. Mark's a lovely fellow. His wife's a lovely lady. That was...
Do you want to tell the people what you did to his wife?
Well,
that sounded wrong.
That is an awful way of putting anything.
So we spent some time with them. It got a little bit drinky, didn't it?
We went to Brewdog, a place called Brewdog. Went on a big slide that you frequented before.
Yeah, last year.
Nice to go on a big slide indoors.
Yeah, you hurt yourself quite a bit on it.
You did not come unscathed, either.
I did an ankle.
And then we played indoor bowling / skittles. It's not full bowling.
Call it duck bowling.
I really didn't know it.
I think that's what it said. Oh. And you let your competitive side come out, didn't you?
Unfortunately, Mark's lovely wife Rachel was struggling with her foot injury. She had done an ankle or foot, and it looked quite painful. She partook in the game of bowling in good spirits.
Yeah, and she was saying something quite nice, maybe congratulating you on your latest effort, and you decided that was the time to do what?
As I turned around, she's sitting there with her foot up, and I accidentally hit her with a crotch chop. It's not my go-to move, but when I met someone for the first time. But yeah, the trash talking had started. They were just crotch chopping. This is all for me.
I believe that was in the second game. In the first game, where you were winning, she had the opportunity to beat you if she knocked them all down. You walked across in front of her as she was about to bowl. You're such a bad winner.
You've got to get in their head, and I will take you down.
So, yes.
Shout out to Rachel. Also, we have met one other podcast.
I met two other podcasters.
Oh, God. How many did you meet?
Well, on the first day of the Wilsons' visit to London, I met up with them for a drink and met old Danny Buckets from Casting Views as well.
Danny Buckets, a name I've heard several times before. How was he? Nice fella?
Lovely fella.
Lovely fella. Everyone's a lovely fella.
We've done well so far on the podcasters we've met. Everybody's been lovely. Final one.
Aziz Ansari.
We saw Aziz Ansari in the street.
Has he got a podcast?
Probably. Everybody does. Oh, Daniel, you pointed at him in the street.
I pointed at him and said, there's that guy.
And we were, 2 metres away from him?
Yeah.
And he was walking towards us.
He probably appreciates that sort of recognition from fans.
Does he? He didn't look thrilled.
As discussed, he's not someone I'm fussed to stop and take a picture with, not a high quality celebrity for me. Not that there's anything wrong with his work. Apparently some of it's good.
I'm just not overly familiar with him. No. He was very short.
Bless him.
And a little bit thinning on top is what I noticed, because he was so short, I could see.
You could see that from your vantage point.
I was up a step as well.
Yeah,
so,
well, it's not like you were towering over him. Like
I was like Andre the Giant to him.
Andre the Giant, again, next to Earl Hebner.
There you go.
Or Dave Hebner.
Same height.
Yeah. Talking of wrestling, who did we meet?
Yes, we met Dean. From many, many podcasts, always referred to previously, I realised, as that F King guy every time we give an answer from him. But yeah, lovely guy again.
Oh, absolutely. Salt of the earth.
You made him watch Arsenal with us, despite the fact he'd very little interest in that.
Yeah.
And we went, we made him watch Arsenal in a pub. And he doesn't drink anymore. That was fun. So we let him pick the beers that we had, and he picked some strong ones, didn't he? Some strong ones. A 13% chocolate ale thing. Oh, Jesus.
You wouldn't want to have too many.
You couldn't have too many.
Too many. Be on the floor, but nice to have a couple.
We had a lot of fun. He's a very laid-back guy, low talker. We got into some weird topics. About 1980s curb crawlers. It was very much like an episode of this, to be honest.
It was, yeah. Get him on with his lack of knowledge about curb crawlers.
And we started talking about high-fiving Chesney Hawks, and he found his website and emailed him asking if he was available. So,
wonder if he's heard back yet.
Well, I'm sure he'll let us know.
Absolutely. I just sort of one other thing. While we were out and about in London town with said Wilsons yesterday, of course, we were outside Downing Street where you got stopped.
I did. I became a temporary tourist guide.
Quite a weird one that they stopped to ask you. Why?
I look like an authority on matters. I think I might have been pointing something out as we were walking up. Wow. I know, that was it. You called me over to say which one's the house, didn't you? And then I just kind of agreed with you. And then they stopped me, and I thought they were going to ask me for directions or something, but they asked me plenty of questions about Downing Street. Is that where the Prime Minister lives? Is that where he works? And then they pointed over to the Houses of Parliament and said, is that where he works? I was like, yeah, you know, works is a bit generous, but... we decided it was very much like the White House and Congress. I don't know if that's true, but seems about
right.
Must
be about the same, isn't it?
Then they asked me who the Prime Minister was. A little insight, and they hadn't paid quite enough attention.
Come into our country. You don't know who our leader is.
So I told them, and they asked me if I liked him, and I said, oh, no, nobody does. And I proceeded to tell them that he was going to get voted out soon, and they said, is that just your hope for the... country, or is that like popular opinion? I said polls suggest they will be massacred.
These people really don't know much about
no,
but you know, they're on holiday, they don't need to know.
Yes, a lovely couple from America. Woman was breastfeeding at the time. Slightly confusing, but
I didn't see the breast. You could see the breast.
I saw the head of the baby.
Right, because he got chowing down.
Amanda saw the breast.
Saw a nip action.
Was unhappy about how the baby was latching on, apparently. But,
well, the baby probably had questions as well.
Well, yeah. Then we saw some protesters with some funny signs. What was it? Brexit, it's not going terribly well, or something like that, which is a
British.
Brilliantly British one, among some more offensive ones. And it's nice when you've got people from not London in London, and you get to see stuff that you wouldn't normally go to, don't you?
Yeah, I was thinking that, like Trafalgar Square and stuff like that.
Trafalgar Square, you go near the Eye, you go to Westminster,
Big Ben and stuff.
Big Ben,
all
that.
When would I ever go and look at that? Never.
Ah, no.
Just on the Americans asking you questions, I very much enjoyed your stance of the hands behind the back, like a real expert. Let me just pop my hands behind my back and tell you some things about London town.
That's what all experts do.
Yeah,
that's well known.
It was a good look for you.
It was also meant because Dean's working in the art world. He said about the day before, I think that must have been, we talked about walking around galleries and how the hands always automatically go behind the back. Because he was saying that there was some table that cost thousands, and while he was working there, people started to try and put their drinks on it, and he kept having to say, actually no, that's really fragile and worth about £400,000 or something.
Can't touch anything these days.
No.
Political correctness.
Well, when you say anything,
anyone,
yes,
with consent you can touch.
You can, that's the deal.
And of course you can
touch,
touch yourself whenever you like.
But overall, lovely time.
Oh, it's
had
been
by
fabulous
us.
Time.
Do you want a thing about consent? I've got a story for you.
No, okay. This is from your private life?
It's not. This is from Hollywood.
My favourite place. My favourite wood after Dolly.
Ah.
Can't think of any others.
Dominic?
Dominic Wood.
Who's Dominic Wood?
He's an actor.
He's
no Dominic.
We're not getting there.
Good. Very good podcasting that was. Edit that out. No, edit it back in. It's back in.
So, this is about Carrie Fisher. So, a woman called Heather Ross, she said that she was assaulted back in 2000 by an anonymous Oscar-winning producer. She managed to escape the situation, but she told Carrie Fisher about it. And she said, about 2 weeks later, she sent me a message online and said, I just saw him at Sony Studios. I knew he would probably be there, so I went to his office and personally delivered a Tiffany box wrapped with a white bow. When Ross asked what Fisher had put in the box, the actress revealed that she had given the producer a very unwelcome gift.
What's in the box?
What's
in the box? That movie is from 8.
Did you say 8?
8, that movie. I haven't seen it. Is there a sequel? 8? Why is 6 instead of 7?
7, 8, 9.
There you go.
Anyway, so it was a cow's tongue from Jerry's famous deli in Westwood with a note that said, "If you ever touch my darling Heather or any other woman again, the next delivery will be something of yours in a much smaller box."
Ooh, she's talking about your penis, talking about your penis.
But I just thought that's a nice little thing. She was standing up for people. Yeah. I always think with her on the right side of things, isn't
Fisher,
she?
Very much so. Unfortunately, she then got killed by them, I imagine. She's dead, isn't she?
She did die of a heart attack on a plane.
Oh, suspicious. Yeah. Someone probably injected her with something. Was it on a plane? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think either from London to America or from America to London. One of those.
The plane. That is sad. That was a while ago. I'm actually over it.
Okay, good to know.
But rest in peace if you want to. If you don't want to.
If you want to.
Because some people might not want to rest in peace. They want to haunt.
Oh.
I'd love a haunt. Wendigo Star.
Yeah.
Why isn't that coming back? They remake everything. Remake Wendigo. I heard there was rumours, wasn't there? I'm making that up, aren't I?
You are.
You do not look unlike Timothy Claypole sometimes.
You can get fucked.
Let me just tell you something that happened to me. I've just remembered about this. I went to not my favourite coffee shop, but it was a Costa coffee shop. There's no one else around. No other coffee places available. So I've gone in and the man who works there, he's over the other side, he's helping someone who's spilt something. And he said, "Oh, don't worry, I'll be here with you in a minute, I said, "Hey, no worries." Comes over, I said, "I'll have a black coffee." And then they've got these new Bosch vegan cookies, a big one.
What's a Bosch cookie?
It's a company that makes vegan food. So I said, "Yeah, I'll have one of those as well." And he said, "Oh, you were waiting a while. I'll give you two for the price of one." I said, "Oh, wonderful." He said, "Do you want the other one now? I'll put it in a bag." I said, "Put it in a bag, I'll take it away with me."
You ate in my third, didn't you?
Now, I've eaten the first one, and it's a big coffee. I might as well eat the second one. I felt a bit sick, but I ate both cookies, and then I laid the wrapper out, and I didn't know if he was going to, I didn't want to say anything. So then I've left it, the thing, and he's come over to my table, and he's bellowed across the shop, "Oh, you ate the second one as well, did you?" What is this? Why are you exposing me?
That's actually better than I thought. I thought he was going to say, "Oh, you left your cookie and hold up an empty bag," and then realise.
That would have been bad. Why? Yes.
I mean, to be honest, I think you should have folded the bag.
I should have done something. Yeah, I didn't really think it through. I should have just taken the bag with me, empty bag, and dispose of it another place. Get rid of the evidence. You've always got to get rid of the evidence. I did feel quite sick of two big cookies. My advice is don't have two big cookies, one big coffee.
I mean, that, I don't know why, but I was reminded of something that happened yesterday, which is a kind of, I guess, a result of drinking too much.
Shit yourself.
No, you know about this. You were on the train with me.
Oh, yes, you shit yourself.
I didn't shit myself. I was quite desperate for the toilet. And decided at some point I didn't think we were going to get there quick enough. So I left the train to go to the toilet at West Drayton. A little tip for people on that line. West Drayton Station does not have a toilet.
Don't get it confused with Drayton Manor as well. It's a different place. Well,
yes, I believe that's where there is a theme park.
Yeah, one of the best.
There's always a pub near a station, isn't there? I thought, safe bet. So I go to where the first one. That is now an Indian restaurant. I am really...
Not in a mood for a curry?
Well, I didn't think I could go in and order a curry just to go to the toilet. So I go round under the bridge, find a pub. It says on it, "We are cash only." What do we know about these pubs? They're never the best.
They're not from the 2024. No. It must be from the 1980s.
I went in. It was rough. I'm in a panic mode now, so I just say to the man, "Can I have a half of..." I've got to get something, haven't I?
Swift half.
It was a swift half in the end.
Say swift half of mild?
No, I didn't. I don't think they had mild on tap.
It's mild.
I don't know.
Some sort of bitter?
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
So I, for the first time in Christ knows how long, I had half a pint of Carling.
Oh, lovely choice. Truly exquisite beverage, sir.
Yeah. Ordered it. There's a few regulars. They're clearly regulars. Everybody knows everybody in there. I don't want to just leave the pint on the bar. What do I do with it? I took it to the toilet with me. I put it on the shelf. I took the glass with me, put it on the shelf above the sink, then went for a pee, came back to it. There was nobody else in there.
What I would have done, and I have done this before.
You say, "Can you keep an eye on it?"
No, I'm order. Then I say, "I'm just going to the loop." Come back, the drink's there.
£2.50 though.
Bargain.
Absolute bargain.
How much was a pint?
Fiver.
Do you think it was?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
480.
480, maybe. then they had a big screen in there. There were two rooms. I think there might have been a pool table in the other room. There were some blokes in there when I went in. I didn't know which way to go, so I went right. Turned out that's where a bar was. It was better that way.
You should have gone into the pool area and challenged someone for a game for £2.50. Get your money back. Your quid's in. You've got a free half pint of Carling.
But if I lose,
then you play him again. And you double or nothing until you're eventually
out of cash.
You've got nothing.
I only had a tenner on me, so.
You're lucky you had cash. Who has cash these days?
Yeah. But they had a big screen, and on that big screen was downhill skiing. Not really what I expected to be on, because there were football matches yesterday.
They probably didn't have the rights to show them in.
I don't think they would have bothered them.
But having skiing on it is a mad choice.
There was a man who had shouted at people in a friendly way. Also told the barman to. And this made me a little bit sad. I heard him say to the barman, "Get me a card for my birthday." I think his birthday's clearly coming up. And then the barman was like, "Oh, I was going to get you a double whiskey when you come in." And he's like, no, I won't drink that. Get me a card and get everyone to sign it. And I was like,
bless him. You should have signed it.
He didn't have the card yet. You should not going back.
Should have shown him your signature.
Do this, on a separate bit of paper.
Put this in the card.
And then he tried to have a chat with me as I was leaving.
Did he say, "Get me a card"?
No, he didn't. He asked me how I was doing, and I said,
"Who do you reckon's winning the skiing?"
Did you see that Frenchman come down there?
Asked him if skiing's fun. Like, I need to know, because I don't think it is.
I don't think that man had ever been skiing in his life.
He hasn't experienced the thrill.
No, but he loves to watch. That's what I've heard about.
He's a watcher.
And then I did make the train and made it home. So everything worked out in the end, but it was quite nice, wasn't it? We'd spent some time apart.
Oh, it was a bliss. Now let me give you some facts about today. Today, it's World Genius Day or something. Because I think it's Einstein's birthday.
I'm going to say, not a great start when you go, "It's World Genius Day" or something.
Didn't pay much attention. I think it's Einstein's birthday. Happy birthday to him if he's celebrating. Steph Curry's birthday. Some sort of words there. He's also a genius in his own right, of course.
Okay. But of course, who's better?
The big one today is Pi Day.
Pi the number or pi the pie?
Yes.
All right. Please don't be the quiz.
It celebrates both. Because why is it Pi Day today? Work this out.
Is it because is it? I don't. 3.14.
Yes.
So it's the 14th of March.
There we go. We have to do it the American way. So we've got a question about celebrity pies. What is their favourite pie?
Oh, good.
This is
just
from
what
a website
I hope for.
From I think 2011. So if their pies have changed since, their favourite pies, I apologise.
They have not updated the website.
Information correct as of 2011. We'll start off with the Obamas. The Obamas pie. Do you want to have a guess or shall I give you the options?
They love a bit of pumpkin.
They do not.
Nah.
Do they like apple pie, key lime pie, or the blood of children pie?
I feel like there's a trick one in there. Because, of course, these allergic to kiwis. No, I'm going with the key lime pie.
Unfortunately,
is it the apple?
The basic apple bitches. Apple pie.
Like an apple pie.
From McDonald's?
No.
Okay.
That is molten lava.
Heat in a pocket. John Hamm.
Yes.
Fan of his work? Good.
Is it a pork pie?
Pork pie. He is from a different city. John Hamm, the actor. His favourite, ham hock pie, handsome pie, or banana cream pie?
That middle one.
Handsome pie?
Yeah.
It was banana cream pie. 2 out of 2, wrong.
I'll be honest, I hiccuped during your answer and I wasn't quite sure what you said on the second one, so.
Handsome pie.
Handsome, as in he's handsome. Now I look like a dickhead.
Good stuff. Gwyneth Paltrow. Do you want the options?
Apple. She likes to eat her child.
Oh, God. Pumpkin pie, cream of vagina pie, or pecan pie?
first one.
You're going pumpkin?
Yeah.
He's got off the mark. Well, correct. She likes a pumpkin pie. John Lithgow from such things as Harry and the Hendersons.
Dexter.
And Dexter. Sugar cream pie, cherry pie, or third rock from the sunflower seed pie?
He's a cherry man.
He is a cherry man. What's a sugar cream
pie? Not a clue.
Sound American. Sugar and cream, they'll eat it.
That sounds horrendous.
Country star Josh Kelly. Big fan of his work? He had hits such as... So what's his favourite pie? Is it pecan pie, sweet potato pie, or this tastes like my sister, who is also my mother pie? Do the options?
Pecan.
It is pecan. You're back in the game.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, you give me an option of two, despite the fact I picked the third option on John Hamm.
Now, last one. Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey.
Money.
Is it butternut squash pie?
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Is it butternut squash pie, chicken pot pie, or beef stew get a pie, stew get a pie, stew get a pie, stew get a pie? He's really enjoyed that one, guys.
The first one, then, because...
What did I say first?
I don't know.
Chicken pot pie?
No.
Banana squash?
Banana squash? Yeah, that one.
No, chicken pot pie.
Oh, I only know that from a sitcom.
What sitcom?
I don't know. Was it...
Chicken pot pie?
Was it...
Three out of seven. I think if you're referring to The American Office, when Michael Scott eats the full chicken pot pie, falls asleep, and they change the clocks and go home early.
Well, that's not what I was thinking of. I was thinking of that one. I think it was the one that was in the set in a fashion magazine or something that used to be on Channel 4 with...
Press Gang.
What was his name? Spade?
David Spade.
Yeah. Do you know the one I mean?
Yeah.
I think it was that, where somebody, a comedian whose name I can't remember at the moment, was pretending, was a intellectually challenged man, that's as far as I remember. And he kept saying, chicken pot pie.
Oh, yeah. God, I do remember that now. Brilliant. Great to remember
that,
stuff.
I mean, that is not great. That is not great for people to listen to.
It's good that your memory still works at your age.
Does it, though? What was the name of the show?
Well, no way of knowing. David Spade, rest in peace. One of the greats. He was friends with one of the greats.
He knew one of the greats. Right, we'll do last week's question because it is brief answers this time. So the question was, what would it surprise people to know that you like? I believe this is Aaron from the Z1 podcast said, I like Call the Midwife.
Call the Midwife, okay.
It started as just something to watch with the missus, but I actually got right into it. I also like gangster rap. A mixture of the two, where the residents of Nonata's house are humming along to Shimmy Shimmy Ya by Old Dirty Bastard, would be perfect.
Great song.
I said
great
it song. Would be an interesting spin-off. John Rick Belson. He said, I love a good peanut butter, jelly and mayo sandwich.
Oh, crikey. At first, you're fine. It's a good sandwich, and you're chucking mayo in.
Well, I think we established it was an average sandwich.
No, you're wrong. Chicken pot pie. Chicken pot pie is a great sandwich. But why are you putting mayo in that? That's, medically, it's wrong.
The aforementioned Dean, or that F-King guy, said, I quite like musicals. Which is surprising for him.
Surprising.
La La Land is one of my favourite movies ever.
It can't be. Nobody's ever said that.
Do you think he's taking the piss?
Nobody's ever said that. But it
did quite well in the awards.
It did surprise us, so...
That is what we wanted. And finally, Mr. Joshua Wilson said, is this question asking what thing that people would think is uncool do you like, or like a guilty pleasure? I honestly don't think there is much that I like that people would be surprised at, if they are even concerned with what I like at all. But I love opera. Like, love it. Been to some, seen that big famous tenor along with two other lesser known tenors, so that. And I also like the Welsh.
That is surprising because not many people do. Do you like the opera?
I've been to the opera.
Doesn't answer the question.
I enjoyed it when I was there.
Well, it's the best time to enjoy it.
Yeah. It's not saying I'm going to put on in the car, though, is it?
No. Would you go again?
Yeah.
Same one, different one?
I've seen two different ones.
Oh, my God. What a cultured man.
I know. I will say that I was essentially taken on both times. So I didn't really pay for that.
In a Liam Neeson style?
Yes.
Did he come and get you back?
He came to get me at the end. I will also say that I drank too much at both operas. I believe I told those stories.
Yeah, and then you started heckling.
I didn't heckle, but there was a gunshot in it, and I shouted, fuck.
They have guns in opera.
Yeah, it was quite... I don't know, they were hunting at one point, a guy shot another guy. I didn't see it coming, but the bang was really loud and it scared me. And then people stared at me.
Did he see it coming?
I believe he got shot in the arse, which I then found hilarious afterwards. I turned to the person that had taken me and was like, he got shot in the arse.
Brilliant. He is a very cultured man, clearly.
It was good times. Good times. Anything that surprises you, or anything about you surprising? I mean, to be fair, it's fairly difficult because we say most of these things on.
Yeah, like we can't recommend. We can't talk about music. We've recommended stuff, you know. Mm. Yeah. I guess if someone met me for the first time, they wouldn't think I like rap so much, and they probably wouldn't think I listen to the Monkees as much because.
Oh, I think the Monkees one is probably more so.
They won't know who they are, most likely, and it was from a very long time ago.
Yes, I mean, I don't really know. I've been listening to a bit more country recently as well.
Josh Kelly.
Little shout out. I genuinely have forgotten the guy's name, but
Morgan or whatever his name is.
But, lovely Rob Jones sent me a recommendation for a 3-hour album. I said three. I think I meant two, but whatever.
Oh, that's all right then. That's a movie, not an album.
It's by Zach Bryan. 2 hours and 30-odd songs.
Christ on a bike.
He said not a recommendation for the podcast, more just for you to dip your toe in. Let me be your guide up to Brokeback Mountain.
Ooh, so he's going to have sex with you.
Well, possibly.
Good luck to you both. Rubber up. You didn't listen to the whole thing, actually.
I have now, yeah. It took me 4 days, maybe.
That is an effort. Fair play to you. I mean, I would never have committed to such a thing.
Well, we know that.
I'm just very impressed. I can't watch a movie. Twice watched Dune the other day and fell asleep for about 20 minutes.
Oh, I can't be doing with that. Sure. Was it any good?
I watched 20 minutes and fell asleep, so I'm not the
was
one
this
to...
not the new one?
No. But people are raving.
Raving mad?
People are raving about this new one.
I can't find any way that I would be interested.
I don't know. You watch a lot of crap. I reckon you've got time to watch a movie that people are raving about.
I don't... No, it's not about time. It's just... There's zero interest.
Sorry, you've got to watch a sitcom from...
Beginning to end, yeah. I did that. I'd already seen.
Can I have your take on the Oscar winners, please, were you?
Delighted. Who won?
No idea.
Oppenheimer won everything, didn't
see it?
No.
You saw Barbie? Did that win Barbie in?
Not really.
Okay, so new winners there.
No. When you said you saw Barbie, I thought you meant, what, at the Oscars? That's why there was a slight delay there. I saw John Cena, and I saw The Clapping Dog.
Unfortunately, John Cena wasn't nominated again. Yeah. That is the crime.
Well, hopefully for his film that he was basically promoting there, maybe he'll be nominated next year. If they could only see him.
Let's go.
Let's do some songs.
Go for it. Drop us a beat.
You gave me Cooties by Schoolboy Q.
I gave you Cooties.
He did. I thought I liked his voice. He was very listenable to.
He very much enjoys golf, remember? So you could maybe get around him with
him. He enjoys golf.
He loves golf. Oh. You wouldn't think so, would you, a rapper?
Is this and things we?
That would surprise you about him. If you met him, you'd be like, "There's no way this guy likes golf." He'd bloody bang on about it.
And now we've said that, I've realised we didn't say what this week's question is, but we'll do that at the end of this. You also gave me "Busker Flow" by Kofi Stone, and I thought this sounded very much like old school hip hop. His rhythm and flow, I quite enjoyed. Well done, sir.
Oh, not too bad then.
It's been a decent week for you.
Not too bad. I Want a Boy was a song gave me by Sister Wife Sex Strike.
That's right.
Boy spelt with an I, so it does immediately conjure up images of Avril Lavigne.
And there we go, he's off.
Straddling the guy from Sum 41. And sadly that didn't work out.
No. And she moved on to the Nickelback guy, didn't she?
And then apparently she died and there was a clone made of it.
Yeah, so I think that was somewhere in between.
Confusing though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Think about that sort of stuff. Good song, good. lyrically, I didn't particularly care for it. But while I'm listening to it, and I'm picturing in my mind the banjo, and I'm picturing Peter Tork play it from the Monkees.
Jesus.
And I'm enjoying it because he's smiling. And he's smiling up in heaven playing his banjo. And that was really nice for me. And the last 30 seconds were the best bit, where it really picked up the pace and it was a bit of fun at the end.
Okay.
So if you haven't, I got to the end of it, proved it.
That is quite something.
Proved that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a long song, so. Talking of long songs, though, the king of rock and roll play, Prefab Sprout. I don't know why I'm saying that. What are they called? Prefab Sprout.
Yeah. It's not easy to say, though, is it?
No, I struggled. Now, this song is a throwback from Now, whatever.
Yeah, one of the Nows.
We used to play it, and we used to hear this song quite often. I didn't realise it was quite as long as it was.
I don't know. I must have been listening to a single version or something.
It's quite a good song, though. You have a singer song to it, wouldn't you?
Of course you would. Well, yeah.
The bit that confused me, though, when they used to go, I'm the king of rock and roll. Completely. Absolutely no point in putting that in there. Why? What does that mean? Completely the king of...
Go back to the 80s and ask them.
You think I'm the king of... Well, yes, completely. But it's a nice to hear it. It was a nice to hear it, said Luigi from the Mario Brothers. We thank him for his comments.
We also had two listener suggestions. We had award show Taylor Swift by Bowling for Soup from Matthew. Thoughts on this?
I've written down, because they do that in it. Mm. And it's very much their style and you enjoy it.
That's what I thought. I thought it's very, if you played this to me, didn't tell me who it was, I'd say that's a Bowling for Soup
song.
You
would. You would immediately.
It's very much of their style. It's perfectly fine. It is them doing what they do, I think.
It's a fun song. You're tapping your foot. Of course you're tapping your foot. You're mad if you don't. Enjoyed the line, even Kanye's got nothing to say.
Yeah.
Enjoyable stuff. And then Matthew did send me a picture of the guy from Bowling for Soup because you said he's not fat, he's just chunky now.
He's pretty fat, isn't he?
He's fucking huge, mate. He's fucking huge.
Which one were you? The singer?
No, the big fat fat.
Oh, I was talking about the singer. And then you said the other guy had lost weight and I said, hey, he's still chunky.
Massive.
Okay.
And then we had another one by someone from who?
Josh Wilson sent us Sindhu Sesh by Norman Payne. I'm intrigued to know how he found this one.
Well, he doesn't seem to be a proper artist, no. Does he? He's had about 100,000 downloads or something.
What I would say is...
Angriest man in music.
It really struck me as... Like, I could see this being a wrestler's entrance theme.
Mm.
And I almost feel like I've seen wrestlers come out of this sort of stuff.
It was very angry.
He was angry.
Oh, he's angry,
man. I didn't hate it. Is he Scouse? He sounds a bit Scouse at times.
Certainly north of the Watford Gap.
Ah, okay. So Scouse then.
It was just, for me, full of too much rage.
Yeah.
Got to get it out, man.
He was getting it out.
Go to a rage room. Masturbate. Not in the rage room.
Your instructions were go to a rage room, masturbate.
Well, if that's how you get your rage out, can they say no?
Yes, they can.
Oh, so many rules in this rage room.
Have you got anything for us this week?
Right, I've got two for you. One is by Quentin Shores. The song is called Lemonade.
Is it a Beyonce cover?
No, it is not. But
look at me now, a Beyonce song.
The other one is called Dear Rap. By Patagonist.
Patagonist, not protagonist.
Nope, Pat. Maybe his first name's Pat.
Okay. I've got two for you that I'm not entirely sure what they are. It's always a good start. What I'll say is, I liked a lot of songs recently.
Ooh.
So I thought I would just pick two, because I hadn't had time to go through them to pick out ones in particular. So you're getting Using by Sorority Noise and Earthquakes and Sharks by... this is why I had to get the phone out, because I couldn't read my own writing on the name. It's Branston, not like the pickle.
Question, though, who would win, Earthquakes or Sharks?
Of course. Very much a theme of our week.
And we've got one from the lovely Matthew, who can now see again.
Oh, that's good news.
Here's a lovely song here by, it's called I Got Heaven. Ooh. I Got Heaven, and that is by Mannequin Pussy. Mannequin Pussy.
The worst part about that is I'm writing this down, and it was mannequin that I had the trouble spelling.
Well, certainly a harder word to spell than mannequin. Certainly a harder word to spell.
I think so.
Thinks we're going to hate it. But let's see how we're going.
He's probably right.
There's a wonderful line in it. Do you know the line now?
Yeah, why not?
And what if Jesus himself ate my fucking snatch?
Oh.
It does make you think. Thought-provoking lyrics like that is what I live for.
So, as I said, we forgot to give you this week's question. Because it's a shorter turnaround, we're keeping it very simple. And it came out of a conversation that I had with Josh Wilson and Dean about whether or not tennis players are attractive. So the question is, who is the most attractive tennis player, and we'll spread this out, of all time.
Lovely.
We'll get back to you next week with a proper question. But
we know Billie Jean King is going to get all the votes.
Oh, you think so?
Billie Jean is not
I really thought you'd be a Barker man.
Sue Barker, oh God, yeah. But tainted by her friendship with known paedophile Cliff Richard.
Whoa. Not known.
Oh.
They found no evidence.
Discovered paedophile Cliff Richard. He's asexual.
Asexual Cliff Richard.
Doesn't even wank. What discipline from the bachelor boy himself?
Jesus comes down when he's asleep, wanks him off.
Oh, then he's not so pure, is he?
Well, he's not doing it.
Yeah, but
Jesus is the dirty one, if anything,
being relieved.
He's being assaulted by Jesus in his sleep.
Maybe Jesus works in that massage place I went to. Beats you with a stick and tries to wank you off.
Sounds like something he'd be into. Anyway.
Don't shove the stick up my arse. I just wanted to hit my back.
He, of course, would be attached to it. Anyway, you got anything else for the lovely people?
No.
All right, we'll get out of your way. We'll be back again on Monday. Oh, we should probably say next week is a special week. It's birthday week.
Oh, his voice has gone very high for birthday week.
Trying to get it back down again.
Very excited.
So next Monday, when we put out that episode, it will actually be my birthday. Ooh. And your birthday will be following on swiftly behind.
Taylor Swiftly behind.
So if you want to wish us happy birthday, let's not say much more about it than that, but let's see how many people get this far in.
Oh, only the true devotees.
The true believers.
Let me just say now as well, when you get the chance, go and listen to those other podcasts we've mentioned. Yeah. 100 Things We Learned From Film. Whatever Dean does, don't we know? He does a lot of stuff.
No, I think he's back on that F King show, isn't he?
Oh, good. Because I did say I've got... love to come on that death one of his, and yeah. Super familiar with the Wilsons when they're back in town and recording. You can hear about all their London escapades, and I'd love to hear that.
There's also don't forget old Danny Buckets and his casting views.
Danny Buckets.
He also has a football one, but I don't know the name of that one. So
I think it's called Football.
There
What's
you go.
It all about. What's it all about?
I mean, you'd be very good on that one, wouldn't you? Anyway. We'll get out of your way. We'll speak to you again sooner than normal. Look after yourselves. Be nice to foreigners in your land. And stay safe out there.
Not if they're Israeli invaders. Don't be nice to them. Get them out of your land.
Well.
If you can. But you're probably tired from not having any food.
Oh, cry.
Oh.
It went so well at the end.
That's an unfortunate ending. Right, here's former US President Barack Obama to say goodbye. He's just eaten, looks it up, apple pie. So if his voice sounds a bit funny, he's still got a bit in his mouth.
Oh, okay, that's it.
My people of America, this is former President Barack Obama. I speak like this, believe it or not, when I've eaten my apple pie. My good friend Joe Biden is running again. And I'm going to shoot some hoops. Fuck Joe Biden. Fuck the police. Apple pie. In the words of Barack Obama, who I am... We'll be there with bells on. You'll be there with bells on. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Barack Obama out. Elvis Presley. Shag kids.